Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed as the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free?
Let's all celebrate it.
Everyone, welcome to Easy Blue Eyes Radio Production Network third year celebration radio show right here on the Easy Blue Eyes Radio Production Network, sponsored by Michaela Gives Back. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes, and tonight we do have a special co-host, and let's bring on that special young lady first. Welcome, Michaela.
Hi.
How is everything going?
Good, actually. I'm just sitting outside on the porch with my little cousins. Just sitting here.
Well, that's good. You know, I do have some special guests as well in the studio with us, and I think we're going to bring them on one by one. First one I want to go ahead and bring on, because he is pressing for time. She actually helped started the concert besides Mick. Mick started it off. He's busy right now, so he couldn't call in. So we will say thank you, Mick Bird and the Back Row Band Music, for helping us tonight. And now we had, she was amazing, really rocked the house, got a lot of good feedback. Here is Brianna Faith.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hey, it's been pretty good now. The show did go on. It was phenomenal for what got to see and hear. And I've gotten a few emails and some inbox messages, a lot of good feedback. I know you have another show that you're going to be doing on the behalf of Easy Blue Eyes Production. I thank you for stepping up and bringing your A game and helping us out with the third year celebration.
And I thank you, too.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, you're welcome. I had fun.
All right. Well, you know, real quick before you go ahead and go, I'm going to go ahead and start bringing Ricky Combs. And the rest of the clan that's with us, we have Daniel Keppel, we have Scott Dawson with us, and Krista is with us. You know, she didn't perform, but she kind of got to see, and she's kind of new a little bit to the Easy Blue Eyes. So let's welcome everybody now to the show.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome.
Hello, everybody.
Good to be here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
And thank you for having me as well.
Yes. You know, we always love to have everyone and support the independent music and get their name out there. Is there anything, Bree, that you would like to put out to everyone tonight?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
Do you have anything that you would like to say to put out tonight here on the podcast radio show?
Yeah, of course. Just the fact that I absolutely loved playing today. You and the work you do with EBE is really impressive. If I had to give any advice to anybody out there, I'd say just be yourself. I mean, the way I act on my live streams and everything like that is exactly how I am in real life, too. You can ask anybody. I love getting to do what I do, and it's, you know, it's really God's biggest blessing to me is to have that supportive family and just getting to do what I love. So I thank you again so much for giving me the opportunity to do so.
You're very much welcome, and thank you. It was an honor having you. I'm going to go ahead and throw this ad here. I am still trying to find out who gave certain information out. I appreciate it, but I did not know this was going to happen. I knew about certain radio stations, but there was a major record label that was tuned in listening to you, and I've gotten feedback from other people that they enjoyed what you put out, and I'm trying to figure out who that is because I want to thank them and I want to get that information out there to you.
Do you know what record label it was?
No, I am trying to find that out. You know, my emails and my inboxes has been off the chain. You know, today, I mean, I did get a lot of feedback from different people about you, and they thought you was phenomenal and very amazing. You got a beautiful voice, and I'm going to be contacting you privately because there is one radio show station that would like to have a couple of your MP3s sent to them, and they're going to test it out and see where it goes.
Okay, that sounds awesome.
And I'm going to kind of get that info and kind of pass that info to you as well. I don't want to put it out on air in case they don't want it said right now. It's kind of a surprise. You know, I kind of take it. So I hope you enjoy, and I wish you the best with it. And I will continue doing what I do to put your name out there.
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
All right. If there's nothing else, I'm going to, you know, I wish you could stay, but I'm going to go ahead on my behalf. It'll let you go. Brianna, if anybody has anything to say to Brianna, please feel free.
You rocked it. You've got an awesome show.
I bet that it was amazing and that it was phenomenal.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I did my best.
Hey, good job, and you keep being you.
Oh, I will.
And I just want to say, you know, I'm just so happy that, you know, someone is just following the dream. So congratulations for everything.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. I appreciate it, you guys.
Cheers. Thanks.
Thanks very much. Good luck. And I hope you enjoy your other show tonight.
I will do. Thank you again so much.
Absolutely. Right there was Brianna Faith. Had her call in to the Easy Blue Eyes Radio production. It's been a blast. Third year celebration. Awesome. Did everyone here actually, besides Michaela, I know where she was at. She was a good girl today. Anyone else? Did we all actually got to jump in and see her performance?
Yes.
That girl's got some energy. That girl's got some energy.
I wish it could have been there. That would have been fracking awesome.
Well, we do have on the page, my page and your page, we have everyone's concert So you can go back and listen to them and watch them.
Oh, I will. I'll be sure to do that for everybody.
And then please be nice when you critique them, you know, because I don't want to have to come and flip you upside down, Michaela.
I am not mean.
I know.
Tough love there,
you know,
huh? Yeah. There's a lot of tough love between us. A lot.
Oh, yeah. She's a tough
great.
Cookie. You know, I thought you every artist...
You threatened to not let me on another show if I didn't do my homework. That's tough love.
That is tough love. But you became a good girl today, and you did what you were supposed to. And
yep.
Stay sweet. You know. Next up, Scott.
Hey, man.
You know, I was just in so much of an awe with your performance. I was just kind of like feeling the whole vibe. You know, there was times I couldn't say nothing. I was just kind of like, this guy's got it. You know, he's got the dream to be on the Grand Ole Opry. I'm going to bet everything that I can your dream's going to happen.
Wow. That says a lot coming from you, man. That's a very high aspiration, and a lot of people have that same dream. So, like I said in the concert, you know, I feel so strongly about it. I wrote that song about the Grand Ole Opry, so I'm hoping that's what gets me in.
Well,
I'm hoping you get into.
I hope so too, as well. You know, it was just so amazing how, you know, Mick did his. He had to literally rush because of timing, literally.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, we had – I'm going to go ahead and say it. Sorry, Mick, but we had the boss on call, and you put yourself in a pickle, and you had to rush out the door and go do something else. So we got you covered tonight, and we do appreciate the concert that you put on. It was fantastic. Then we are missing someone. I know we are.
Yeah, I thought there were supposed to be seven people.
Yes, we are missing Ricky. I'm hoping that he gets to call back in. You know, Ricky did struggle a little bit, but there was a lot of reasons. But with him struggling, I still feel that he brought a lot to the table. Does anybody else feel the same?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know, he's a pioneer, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, phenomenal. I enjoyed some of the older songs that he'd done, some of the newer ones, and it's just amazing. And I want to thank him just as well. We had to kind of switch up. I mean, with all the scheduling and last minute, someone that wasn't supposed to be the headliner became the headliner and kind of stole the show a little bit right there at the end and extended. Thank you, Daniel.
Oh, you're welcome. So welcome.
You've
given up an opportunity for me to perform. I'm going to do it for you.
I mean, you did.
No.
I mean, and
there must
I know
be something in that name. I swear, there must be something in that name because it's like every single Daniel that I know is always the one to step up and like give like a great performance. I'm not even kidding.
I mean, he did. I mean. With everything that was going on, the struggles, everybody stepped up, and they did bring their A game, and then some. Daniel, really good hour and a half, maybe a little longer than that. There's times I have trouble doing a two-hour podcast show. I don't know how you kind of pulled that one off. I was doing a 3-hour podcast for a few months, and that was like, nope, can't do it.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, I'm glad you didn't give me any more leeway. I would have taken it.
you know, I was kind of in the chat. There was a brief moment that during one of the shows that I did step out and I talked to Krista. So Krista brings a little bit to the table herself, and I know this by talking to her. And real quick, I want Krista to go ahead and introduce herself and explain us a little bit about her music career.
Well, I don't usually brag about myself. I just don't think I'm a big deal, honestly. I mean, just truly, just because, you know, I just love music. And the truth is about it is how I got started is
watch out, hon.
I actually have like dyslexia, and sometimes it's so hard for me to communicate to people, and music is my way to do that. And I love writing. But yeah, I've been in Nashville for about 3 or 4 years, and I've got 5 kids who I homeschool, and I got a side business, and I'm very much into the old school music, and of course what's current. But yeah, it's definitely my passion. And like I was telling Mosher, I love coffee houses. Oh my gosh, I was actually a barista once.
And you know, real quick, I want to throw that out, this out there. You say you love coffee houses. Well,
I do.
My favorite beverage is coffee, so we're definitely going to get along.
Get off gravel.
All right, real quick, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, if you guys ever want to confuse a barista at Starbucks, just ask for coffee, okay?
Thanks for the info. All right, I think it's time to actually play a couple songs and then come back and have some of you artists kind of help me out explain some surprise gifts out there that we have for the event. Does that sound like fun?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do it.
Definitely.
All right.
Definitely. All right.
Well, I'm going to actually start off with Bree, one of Bree's songs, Brianna Faith. And then I'm going to jump over and play one of Scott's songs, you know, and then we will come back. Does that sound all right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's kick this off with Bree and then switch over to Scott. And we will be right back. Hope you all enjoy.
know I'm gonna get there someday. I'm in no big hurry anyway. It ain't easy, yeah, that I know, but it won't be long before my next show.
Job at the sawmill, gonna be the next big thing. 20 miles from Nashville, but I don't know what to say.
Welcome back to Easy Blue Eyes Radio Production Network third year celebration radio show. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes, and let's bring on our special co-host tonight, our sponsor from Michaela Gives Back, Michaela herself. Welcome back, Michaela.
Hi. I'm back. Well, you know,
what do you think of them two songs?
What?
What did you think of the two songs that we just played?
Me and my little cousin were kind of jamming over here.
Well, the first one was Brianna Faith, which she was on here. So I'm sure
I had to leave the show.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and bring on the second one. Welcome back, Scott Dawson. That was the one that just sung 80 Miles to Nashville.
That's right, man. That's my song about songwriters.
Oh, a song about songwriters.
Yeah.
What do you think of that? You know, Michaela sat there and was kind of like, hey, you know, man, my cousin was kind of jamming. How does that make you feel, Scott?
Anytime that I get anybody to listen to my songs is a real treat. That's the whole I think everybody would agree that every time you write a song, the whole point is to touch somebody else who's listening to it. So
yeah, and I always, when I hear of someone else's music, I always look into it for a while and then, you know.
You know, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, that song right there, 80 Miles to Nashville, I don't want to offend anyone, but that is my favorite Scott Dawson song.
Thanks.
So
I appreciate that.
You're
welcome.
The
only one I've heard so far. Yeah, it is my favorite.
Well, we're going to get to that sometime. I'm sure
we found
we
a
can,
little toad.
We'll get a little bit more. All right. Well, let's welcome back Daniel to the show. Welcome back.
Hey, kids.
Hello. Welcome back.
You know, those two songs, they rock. I mean, they really light up the house right there, and they about ready to blow the roof off. So I'm excited for music.
You know, there's so much, you know, as a singer-songwriter, there's a lot that goes into not just the writing, but the recording and the production and putting stuff together. You know, there's a lot that goes into all of that, and anybody who does that is needs some commendation, you know?
Absolutely. You know, the fact that, you know, my side of the job, it's a chore. I mean, it really is. But artists out there trying to produce, get good music out there, there are a few steps ahead of me in the game. And I tell you, you know, what I've heard today from all the artists that's performed, wow. You know, everybody's got a dream. Everybody has the passion for the music here, and I feel it. Especially, you know, those two songs right there, I really definitely see Brianna and Scott going really far. You know, it takes that time, though. I mean, and the effort, and it's there. I mean, I really do see Grand Ole Opry calling soon. How soon? I can't say, but I hope it's soon for both of them.
Yeah.
Well,
little
I gotta say, it's people like people like people like you that help us get one step closer, man. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. You know, that's the name of the game, is to help everyone out. I do have on my website live streaming 24/7. It's real simple. You go to the website and it says live music. You scroll to the bottom, you'll see the player. You hit the play button and you'll hear all different types of artists out there. The music is always in rotation. I had to kind of stop a few things so where it's not sharing on Facebook and all that so we can do the concert and it's not interfering. But hereafter a bit, I'm going to put it back where the songs and the artists are being shared on Facebook, and you can all share it with the group, and it'll have the link right straight to the song being played on the site.
So I got a question. Am I just here for, like, I don't even know what we're doing. You made everything a surprise. Like you said, no, you can't know who they are. You can't know anything. It's going to be a whole surprise.
Well, some of the surprise is the fact, you know, we're going to get to that, you know. Just calm down, Michaela.
I'm not scared of what's going to happen, but I'm also really excited.
Well, calm down. You know, your mom knows and I know, and so does a few others know a little bit. So just calm down. Real quick, Daniel, you had mentioned, because I came to you a little bit, and you have a few surprises. You have some gifts to give out. Am I correct?
That's right, yeah. So I've got my first two CDs. I'm going to give two sets of them out to whoever, you know, whoever wins them or whatever. So two
and
sets
I'm,
of my first and second CD.
All right.
Yeah.
I've so
actually
I'm
got
going
a,
to...
a, I've got a third recording which has not been released yet, like a third full CD of original music. And then I just finished up on a jazz album as well. I'm just making some last tweaks to that, and that's kind of more... What I do is all sorts of different styles, and so it's a little bit of everything. the first album is called Positively Eclectic, and that's really because there's so many different types of styles of music.
I've met the person who's on it.
All right. I'll tell you how we're going to do this.
Okay.
He said two sets. So I need two callers. I'm going to give you the number so everyone be prepared. But I need two callers to call in. The first two callers to call in will receive one of those sets. But we're going to play one of Daniel's song, Why We Hope We Get a Caller. How about that? Does that sound pretty good?
Yep, sounds
good to me.
Everyone's ready. The number is 845-277-9175. Did everybody get that? I hope, because we're going to play one song and then come back, and we're going to hope we can get two callers to call in and claim those prizes. Here is Daniel. We'll be right back.
We should write a song together, build our future world by word, find a line that is so clever, something no one ever heard. This is our song, this is our song, this is our song, this is our song. Don't have to live by all the rules. We'll sing a life of make-believe won't stand with all the barroom stools. Disregard their stubborn fantasies. This is our song. This is our song. This is our song. This is our song. We've been in limbo. We've been in limbo. We've been in limbo long enough. And trials they have attempted. Let go of all that stupid stuff. We'll live life's song invented. Live our life, create the future. Live our life and only now. Live a life, universe as teacher. Live a life of endless how. This is our song. This is our song. This is our song. This is our song. Future by our work. Find a life that ain't so clever. Perhaps something no one ever heard.
Hey, welcome back to Easy Blue Eyes Radio Production Network, third year celebration radio show. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes, and let's bring back our fabulous, most sweetest sponsor ever, Michaela. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, I'm back. My dad is doing his dad dance to that one.
Awesome. Well, let's welcome back Daniel and Scott. Welcome back to the show.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Well, I'm just kind of still sharing the show. It'd be great to get some callers. We did have someone kind of briefly call in and then jumped out. I barely even got to recognize the number, or I'd be telling them to call back in. But whoever it was, call back. You know, we'd love you to call back, talk to you for a moment, and hopefully you win a prize. I will go ahead and give that number out again, 845-277-9175. And everyone out there that is listening, if you could share the show, we would appreciate it very much. And because everyone is invited tonight, because we're giving away some prizes. How about that? Yeah. You know,
yeah.
I would love to win some prizes, you know, but
yeah. My dad's back here making smart comments like, heck yeah, or, ooh, prizes.
Yeah. I mean, here's the biggest prize, though, I get. I get to listen to great music, meet great artists out there, and help spread the love of great music.
Oh, heck yeah,
man. That's the best prize you can get. I mean, especially also helping out the great sponsor that we have. You know, I always say the world's greatest sponsor, Michaela from Michaela Gives Back.
Oh, hi. Sorry. I was talking to my dad.
That's all right. You know, it's about having fun. I do want to briefly share a little bit about the Easy Blue Eyes production, because I know some don't know that's new listening. 3 years ago, I did get pretty ill. You know, I did have doctors tell me I had 90 days left to live. I kind of brushed it underneath the rug kind of deal, and I just said to myself, well, before I go, I got to at least make one person smile. So what I end up doing was, just alone, I come up with the Easy Blue Eyes production, and I had a support group on Facebook. And that's why if you look at the radio page, it says April 5th, because that's technically when the Easy Blue Eyes production started. But far as the radio network, it started May 5th. So technically the anniversary is tomorrow, but everybody's got a lot of things to do on Monday. And with it being an independent night, you know, on the podcast, I thought it would be appropriate to actually have it tonight so we could share that. It's been a long journey. No matter what they say, I'm not really good with doctors. I'm starting to get to the point not to trust them, because after being told too many times I'm not going to make it, well, guess what? 3 years later, I'm still here fighting my journey, and we have 3 years of celebration going on tonight. So there's a little bit of...
Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
This is just a little bit of a give back. That's kind of a little bit how it started. So... Do you have anything, Michaela? I know you was kind of peeking in.
Yeah, I said, and I don't really know if we've had a anniversary show before.
We have.
Not that I can remember, please.
A year ago today was the second year anniversary show, believe it or not, and you was there with Mick Bird. But I'm going to kind of go out. The very first podcast radio show on the Easy Blue Eyes Network in itself was May 5th, and it was a friend of ours' wedding day. They got married, and I did a celebration podcast, and all the songs was to them, and we celebrated their marriage. So I tried to get them to come on tonight, but they were a little bit busy. They're doing a 3-year anniversary for themselves. So I just want to go ahead and say happy anniversary to Becky and Phil. Congratulations to 3 years yourself, and I appreciate the opportunity to have the first show as you guys.
It's always going to take time for yourself.
So
on my second album, I've got a special song. I'm coming up to my second anniversary, and I wrote a song for my wedding with Paula. It's kind of a funny story behind that, but yeah. So I've Fallen for You is a song on my album, and it's a song to my wife for our wedding day. So we're actually going away next weekend for our anniversary.
Well, congratulations. A lot of anniversaries, you know, this month, next month, you know, everybody's got so many anniversaries coming up of different kinds, but I don't know. It must be that May and June kind of deal with anniversaries of all things. So.
Yeah, I play string quartets, and it's a busy time of the year before it gets too hot. But, you know, the thing is, we should celebrate every day of our lives, really, because we're given such such grace and such a blessing to be here and to experience and witness all the things. And, you know, when we're musicians, as musicians, we have something even more special. It's good to be a listener, of course, but, as a singer and a songwriter, and I know these guys probably feel, the other folks here who perform today feel the same. It's such an opportunity to give of ourselves, you know, to as musicians.
Absolutely. You know, that it's a blessing every day, like you said. So it's always amazing.
Hey,
so.
You know, you've got almost 3 years of supreme blessing, right? If you weren't supposed to be here anymore and you still are, you've got a special time that you're having right now.
I did kind of explain this on the backside, you know, this morning in our emergency phone call in our kind of like staff meeting, that back in September was my second time that I actually had a lung collapse, and I was in the hospital for a little over a week. So, and I haven't fully recuperated from that. You know, and then recently, over the past few weeks, I had a show that I had to cancel, which was Julie Richardson's show on Fridays promoting her music. It was a show that I had to cancel. I was in too much pain. I try not to go to the ER or doctor unless I have to, which the last 3 years has been a whole lot. I'm not used to that still. But I end up going to the ER and finding out that my kidney isn't the greatest right now, and I have 2 cysts on there. So eventually I'm going to have surgery. So.
And I pray for every surgery you have to get.
I appreciate that, but I'm not over. I know my journey is going to continue. I know I have a few more days left. You know, today is not it. I just know that, and I feel that. If that was the case, I probably wouldn't be here today.
We never know what our path and our journey is going to take us on, right? Or which direction. We can't see forward fully. We can look back.
Absolutely.
Stay within the day, because tomorrow isn't promised.
That's right. That is right. And speaking of Julie Richardson, I do want to kind of play a song of hers and kind of throw out there a surprise, because she had thrown out there that she's got a couple things that she wants to give away. And one of them I'm going to volunteer and go ahead and explain. She was the writer to John A. Hobbs' The Life and Times of Music Valley's Visionary. John A. Hobbs is the one who gave my favorite artist a start in the music industry back in the 80s, Ricky Van Shelton. Also gave a couple other names that I can mention, Randy Travis and Alan Jackson. She wrote this book, and also with this book, it was forwarded by a Major League Baseball umpire, and I'm sure those who are a Major League fan can probably tell you the umpire's name. If not, I'm going to tell you anyway. Joe West. Does that ring a bell from anyone?
I mean, not me. I'm kind of young.
Yeah, I grew up in the wrong country.
Okay. Scott, do you know who Joe West is?
I can't say that I do.
Okay, if anybody is kind of a sport fan, he just broke the record for the most games umpired in Major League history.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
my gosh.
I'm sure I never heard of the baseball fanatic. So.
Yeah. Also, Joe West sung a song with Julie Richardson, and he was kind of one of the original writers to the song back in the day. I'm not going to kind of tell you what year because I don't want anybody to feel old out there, but a lot of you out there knows what it is. And I'm going to play it real quick, shortly. But I'll tell you what, Julie.
Can I actually tie some bows on all of this as well, funnily enough? So you know some bows. Bo Heatherly and Zach Burnett, who you've mentioned before, I think, are
mm-hmm.
friends of mine. I played with both of them. In fact,
mm-hmm.
I recorded with Bo Heatherly on an album, on a track that he was doing for Julie Richardson. And so I am actually, I've never met her, but I am actually recorded with her on the violin.
Okay.
You are
well,
six lucky people.
All right.
So,
well,
and,
I'll tell you what. We're going to play two songs then.
Yeah. Bo Heatherly and Zach are, because Ricky Van Shelton is from this area. Zach
yes.
Burnett is one of his favorite young musicians, and I'm about to go and play with him in a couple of weeks' time. So it's a
right.
whole world.
Yes, it is. You know, I'm glad you mentioned that because I'm going to go ahead and play two. But this is what I'm going to do. There is only two copies left, and I'm going to make sure one lucky person gets an autograph book by John A. Hobbs, which is no longer with us.
Oh, that's so sad.
But there's only two copies, and this is once them two books are gone, that is autographed, there is no more because he's no longer with us to sign them and give an autograph. So one of you all is going to get lucky.
At least the books are still around in memory of him.
And I tell you right now, I have a book in my hand that is autographed by John A. Hobbs. I got my copy, and no one can have that
copy. Yeah, I bet you do.
But we're going to play the song that she sung with Joe West, and then follow up with her doing a duet with Bo Heatherly. And I hope you all enjoy. To kick it off, you're the reason God made Oklahoma. And then If I Needed You, we will return.
There's a full moon over Tulsa. I hope that it's shining on you. The nights are getting colder in Cherokee County. There's a blue northern passing through. I remember green eyes and a rancher's daughter, but remembering is all that I do. Losing you left a pretty good cowboy with nothing to hold on to. Sundown came and I drove to town to drink go to. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. I'm sure missing you. I'm sure missing you.
Lay her lily hand in mine.
Welcome back to Easy Blue Eyes Radio Production Network, third year celebration radio show. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes. Let's bring back our special co-host, Michaela from Michaela Gives Back. Let's bring back Daniel and Scott. Welcome back to the show.
Hey.
Hello.
I just heard myself playing on your radio.
You know,
oh, I'm such a
I didn't realize that was you that was playing the violin.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
Well,
I could say, you know, the funny thing is, I kind of looked for that track because it Bo Heatherly, who recorded it, had put it up a while ago, and I couldn't find it anywhere. So, yeah, that's me playing on the violin there.
That was beautiful, Daniel.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, the day that I got that song and I debuted it on, this network, it got played 3 times in one night.
Well, there you go.
I mean, with 2 of them back to back, you know, I played it, gave it an encore. It's amazing. You realize it's a small world in a big place. You know, but absolutely. And then, of course, we got to hear John West and Julie Richardson. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. So that was a good mix.
It was a very nice mix.
I mean, absolutely. So we have 4 prizes that were given away. And you guys are kind of being lazy tonight. So maybe you didn't hear the telephone number. 845-277-9175. The first 2 callers to call in will get a prize from Daniel. The 3rd caller to call in, we'll get an autographed book on John A. Hobbs, The Life and Times of Music Valley's Visionary by Julie Richardson. And the 4th caller will get a book of that. That's not autographed. So we got to give them away, all 4 gifts. And I do have more. I do have more gifts. Who would like to hear a song and try to come back and let's see if we cannot share this radio show and see if we cannot, someone call in. You know, we would love, it doesn't matter who they are, if they're in a group that you know, first-time listeners, second-time listeners, it does not matter. But let's share, you know, and let's spread some cheer and some love and hope somebody wins tonight. Who wants to listen to another song real quick and try to get that done?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Do it.
All right. You know what? I'm going to actually play 2 songs, but I'm going to play, since we were talking about Bo Heatherly, Ricky Van Shelton, and Zach, you know, let's see about this song, starting it off and see if anyone can tell me who it is. And I bet you Daniel can tell me who's singing in this song. Is it Bo? Is it Zach? Or is it Ricky Van Shelton? Or is it a combo? Do we know? Don't forget to call in. Well, there is 2 songs that's going to be played. The number is 845-277-9175. I'm going to make a guess on the second song, but here it goes. Let's see if we can figure out who's who. I already know, but let's see.
Well, yeah, you do.
Stood a low rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners. Cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and its chains someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I'll ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then it'll call me some my home far away, in his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay. Cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. And exchange it someday for a crown. Thank you.
for you and me. There's a better day a-coming, just you wait and see. There's a better day a-coming for you.
Hey, welcome back to Easy Blue Eyes Radio Production Network, third year celebration radio show. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes. Let's welcome back our special co-host, Michaela. Let's bring on Daniel, Scott. Welcome back.
Hello.
My
little cousin had a question real quick, and I forgot what the answer was. Who is that song by?
Which one? The first one or the second one?
Which one? The second one.
The second one? I will tell you that in just a second. does anybody want to take a guess on the first song that got played there? Was it Bo Heatherly? Was it Zach Bernay? Was it Ricky Van Shelton? Was it a combination of the three? Was it two?
You don't know. She doesn't know.
It's funny because I kept thinking, you know, Bo Heatherly has had such an influence on that voice. It's very difficult to tell tell them apart sometimes. Bo tends to be a little lighter. It actually sounded like Bo sometimes. And then I was like, oh, no, that's Zach Burnett. So I can't even tell you. It must be – it may even be all three of them. Who knows?
Exactly. Who knows? You never know.
Well, I know. I mean,
well,
yeah,
you
agree.
You know.
Yeah, of course. All right. Well, let me explain who was singing that. That was formerly known as Bozak, Bo Heatherly and Zach Burnett with Ricky Van Shelton doing harmony.
Yes,
oh.
Yeah.
It was all three of them.
It was all three. It's funny, though, because occasionally, you know, Bo Heatherly has a lighter voice and Zach Burnett has that meaty, but it sounded like Zach doing a Bo Heatherly voice. So, and, of course, they're probably both doing Ricky Van Shelton, frankly, in some ways.
Yeah, I mean, it was great, you know, so when I got that, I was, like, amazed, you know. I knew right off the bat Ricky Van Shelton's voice. I mean, I could spot that a mile away, you know. Of course, I've been following Ricky Van Shelton for 30-plus years, so.
Why are you doing
that? Yeah, he's a powerhouse of the vocalist.
Yeah. The second one, this guy really helped boost my radio shows. There's a Better Day Coming by the late, great Ken Peed. Which is sung with Ricky Van Shelton, Bo, and Zach. So there's a good connection. You know, there's a few that I've talked to about, you know, Ken, Ricky, and Bo, and briefly about Zach as well. So, yeah, I mean, all fantastic group of guys. Real quick, we do have a caller, but I am not too sure why this caller would be calling in because she's part of the boss's boss, as I say. The boss is Michaela, but it's the boss's boss. So let me go ahead and bring the boss of the boss onto the show. Well, welcome, Jessica.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to pop in and say happy three-year anniversary.
Well, thank you. You know,
and I wanted to pop in without Michaela knowing as a surprise, so that's why I called in separate.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, and I seen that number pop up, and I was like, do I kick this one off or what? But, you know, I was like, no, I better not, because I don't want to get myself into trouble because the boss's boss is calling in. And they always say if the boss ain't happy, then I'm not happy. So.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, she's in the living room.
there's an echo. Yeah, there's a little bit, you know, you need to practice some social distancing. But
no, we just need a bigger house.
That would be great too, but, you know, there's a lot of things that everybody would want.
But, no. I just wanted to pop in and say hi and tell you guys happy anniversary, and I'm getting ready to go to bed, so I will let you all off.
You know, that's I got to mention my first year anniversary. You know, I'm glad that both of them are on here, Jessica and Michaela. On April 5th, really the first year anniversary, is the day that I got to meet Michaela in person.
Yes.
So, ever since...
3 years ago.
3 years ago. 2 years ago.
Your first year anniversary would be 2 years ago.
Yep. You know, my math is a little crazy.
That's why,
you know,
I do the math.
Yeah, I'll let you do the math and... that's how I got reminded it was three. You know, sometimes it's kind of hard. So, yes, it's been a blessing, and I enjoyed all 3 years working with you. Also, Jessica, there's been times that I've even had to call you on a personal note and be like, hey, I need a little bit shooken and brought back down to earth. And she's been there, you know. So
yeah.
Thank you very much. And thank you. Thank you very much for allowing Michaela to sponsor the Easy Blue Eyes production, and I'm a happy sponsor to Michaela Gives Back as well. So
go ahead.
Michaela.
Yeah.
Since your mom knows this, and I don't know how much you've paid attention, but we're going to go ahead and say it. Right now,
it's Michaela. She pays about as much attention as a squirrel.
Yep.
Well, sometimes, you know, I got to give her credit. Right now, we're doing a little bit of a fundraiser that you're not 100% aware of what's going on, because mom talks to me more than she talks to you about it. Because sometimes that's how it works. Also, there will be merchandise from the third year anniversary that I will be putting up over the next day. And 50% of that is going to your fundraiser to help you give back to your community. And your mom's already kind of head started at some of that. Pretty much is going to be helping Donation Connection. And then some other projects that you have going on. So we want to try to help you out as much as possible. And I just want to applaud you being 13 years old, starting with you when you were 9 doing this. You're very amazing.
No, you were 9.
I was 9.
So.
The very first year that you donated to a family, you were 9, and you adopted a girl that had been bullied for Christmas. And now, ironically, you are the girl that is getting bullied.
Hey, yes.
Radio show, Mom.
We will discuss that a little bit.
Amazon just beat me up.
No, no one will.
She's talking about Amethyst. Amethyst is sick.
You're sick.
It's always fun to have kids on the show. It sometimes just makes me have a good laugh. I always enjoy it. But, all right. Now, what do you think of that, Michaela?
I am...
And I'm also going to be working with your mom for a brand new t-shirt design and other merchandise for you, where you get 100% of everything for Michaela Gifts Back.
Well, I will let you guys finish your show. I have got the off here. My phone's about to die.
Yeah, well, that's not true.
All right. So you're a little bit kind of surprised, excited, or is it?
Bye-bye.
Bye. I'll see you in like 2 minutes.
Bye. Yep. Michaela.
Yes.
Michaela. How does that kind of make you feel knowing that Easy Blue Eyes is kind of helping you out and we're trying to do the fundraiser and kind of boost for you to get back to the community?
Good. What do you think? What do you think, huh?
All right. Real quick, we do have a caller, so I'm going to check and see. No, but I have an idea who this caller is, but I'm not too sure. But let's welcome this caller to the show. Welcome.
Hey, Leanne.
Well, how we doing, Leanne?
Okay.
Who is it?
How are you guys?
You sound a little depressed. Why are we so depressed? You're supposed to be happy today.
Yeah, peppy and happy. I'm all over the place.
We have had very extreme weather. And on top of that, I had to go to urgent care in BC. So it's not made for a great day.
I feel you and understand, you know, some of the back stuff. You know, we do talk quite a bit. Let me explain. Leanne is one of the avid listeners. She's been listening pretty well the full 3 years. So thank you, Leanne.
Thank you. And I think the Ricky Van Shelton shows is what got me started.
Yes, that is correct. You know, really far as the radio shows, besides the few special ones to get it going, was Ricky Van Shelton. And next thing I know, it was supposed to have been like just a couple-time deal, and I haven't stopped since, you know, because my favorite artist, and everybody enjoys Ricky Van Shelton, so it's made me happy. And Leanne can testify a little bit that it's very rare.
Congratulations to you on 3 years.
Thank you. It's very rare that I cancel a Ricky Van Shelton podcast radio show.
Oh, I know.
Well, I'm glad you called in, Leanne, because Daniel has a surprise for you, and I'll let Daniel tell you what you just won.
I forgot Daniel was here. He heard that whole thing.
Yeah, so you won 2 CDs of mine, my first 2 CDs. Positively Eclectic is the first one. And the second one is Break Me Open Wide. So enjoy them.
Oh, thank
Make
you.
Make sure you leave an address and everything so that I can get them to you. Well, yeah. And they'll be the mail.
Absolutely. Thank you, Daniel. I look forward to your music.
Well, thank you. Thanks for calling in. And you can catch me in the mornings, too. If you need a lift to your day, I'm on Facebook, if you're on Facebook. You can find me at Daniel Capel Music, K K-E-P-E-L.
Okay.
And that's a lot of people
put that on the radio group, and I will definitely click into the page.
Okay.
I will get that shared to you, Liam, because I have his page like, and I actually have him on Facebook, so I will interact after the show and pass that information back and forth to each other.
Cool. Thanks.
All right.
Nervous this time.
Thank you, Michaela, for everything you do. You are such an inspiration, and you are so appreciated.
Oh, thank you.
And I got a donation coming later.
All right.
That's later.
thank you.
I hope you feel better, Leanne, and keep listening to the show. I will be chatting with you on Facebook, and after the show, I definitely will get Daniel's information to you and your information to Daniel. And then I hope you also enjoy the music as much as I do, because I've probably the roughly last few weeks I've been watching his Facebook videos, and it's been helping a lot. So I'm sure it'll help you just as well. So, all right. We need some more callers.
Thank you, and again, happy 3rd year anniversary.
Thank you, and happy 3rd year anniversary to you as a fan. You know, thank you. This is what keeps it going just as well.
God bless and keep on.
All right. Hey, you know, you have a favorite Ricky Van Shelton song. Would you like to hear it?
Well, duh.
Well,
of course.
You know, all right.
Michaela
well,
likes that. Duh.
All right. We're going to do that, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to try to get a little bit more from Scott, you know, because he's been the quiet one tonight, and we're going to have to wake him up. But
well, definitely.
To all the Ricky Vince,
you guys are entertaining.
All right. Well, at least somebody's entertaining around here. I mean, as long as there's noise, there's entertainment, I'm happy. This is for all the Ricky Van Shelton fans out there, but this also is dedicated to Leanne. I hope you all enjoy. I always change it up time to time. It's Ricky's Way, singing My Way. Hey, welcome back to Easy Blue Eyes Radio Production Network third year celebration radio show. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes. Let's welcome back Michaela, Daniel,
Hi.
Scott,
yep. Hey.
And briefly, let's welcome back Leanne. There you go. Your
hey.
Favorite Ricky Van Shelton song, Ricky's Way, singing My Way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight and the concerts, and I also hope you get to enjoy Daniel's music.
I will. Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Hey, we need some callers, you know, so please. We have another prize, you know, from Daniel. He's got another set of CDs to give out. I have two books from Julie Richardson on John A. Hobbs, The Life and Times of Music Valley's Visionary. One is going to get a autograph book. And real quick, you know, we're on Ricky Van Shelton, but I want to bring Scott, you know, attention. You sung a song earlier, I believe, or last Aww. Night. I believe it was earlier during the concert.
Yes.
Statue of a Fool.
I did that for you, man.
You know what? I know quite a bit about that song. Matter of fact, when you announced it and you said the year, I was just like, I'm a little bit disappointed. You know, I was
Why?
Like, no. I was kind of like, do you know who the original singer and writer to that song is? Like, oh my goodness. Like, oh no, I'm so disappointed. It was marvelous, but what year... I'm going to ask you, you know, and let everybody else hear this. What year was that song written in, and who was the artist?
Jack Green, 1969.
Okay. Do you know actually what year that was written technically before it was actually sung and produced?
That I do not know.
Yeah, well,
you
I
were... You're a little bit close. Started writing that shortly after 67, so it would have been 68. And
is that right?
Yeah. Now, if you stop and think about 1968, what was the biggest thing going on in 1968 where that song was originally when Jack wrote that song? He was not actually going to write it for him.
Ray Price?
He was writing it for Elvis Presley Uh-oh. For the 68 comeback tour.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that. That's really fascinating.
So, and the fact that it got written, well, it got passed where, okay, Jack did it himself. And it got produced in 1969. So that's where it got counted, 1969. So just a little trivia for there. You know, I was like, wow, you know, somebody else knows a little bit of Jack Green, you know, Statue of a Fool, you know. Thank you. I love that song. And matter of fact, I have a live version with Jack Green and Ricky Van Shelton singing it together. And I'm just going to play it for you, Scott. And we
Thank
go
you.
Right
Thank
back.
Thank you.
All right. Now, earlier we talked about this. It seems this year, at Fanfare?
Yeah, this year.
This year at Fanfare, Jack Green and Ricky Van Shelton got together and performed Statue of a Fool. For the first and only time, this will be the second time, the first time on television.
Right.
And Statue of a Fool, as we pointed out, was a big hit for Jack Green 20 years ago, 1969. and then 20 years later for Ricky Van Shelton in 1989. So tonight, for the first time on television, they're going to sing it together. Ricky Van Shelton, Jack Green, Statue of Fool.
Radio show. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes. We have Michaela, Daniel, and right there was Ricky Van Shelton and Jack Green, Statue of a Fool, just for you. Scott, welcome back. What did you think of that performance?
That gave me goosebumps. Just how I had the image of those two guys singing that song together and the history of that song and Ricky Van Shelton's powerhouse vocals and Jack Green, the historical singer of that song, together. That was a magic moment, man. Thanks for sharing that.
Absolutely. I mean, I have other songs. Now, I do have other songs from Ricky Van Shelton that nobody else has got. So, what I will do, since you're an artist and so is Daniel, I will try to share some with you after the show over the next few days. I will kind of slide some inboxes and give you a kind of a preview.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, it kind of helps out.
Thank you.
Now, we're at the end of the show, and I was hoping somebody would have called back in. Because they were supposed to. Hey, we do have a 434, so we're going to see if we could take this call. Hey, Welcome to the air.
Hi.
Who do we have here?
Cool. My name is Rachel.
Very perfect.
Well,
I like it.
Oh, well, glad to have you on here.
Well, thanks.
Well, you called right at the right time because you won something from Daniel.
Yes, that was my goal. Yay. I love Daniel's music. I've been listening to him for a few years now, and he is just, his music is so positive. It is so nice, and it's just, it's my favorite thing to put on. This is so exciting.
Well, Daniel, explain what you won.
Oh, cheers, thanks. So, Rachel, you won two CDs, a copy of my first and second albums. The first one is called Positively Eclectic. I think you've heard some of the songs from that. And then the other one is Break Me Open Wide. So enjoy the music.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thank you. I have Break Me Open Wide now, and it's one of my favorite albums. So I'm so excited to have a copy of the first one, too.
Yeah, well, if you want to, give this one away to a friend of yours or something.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you
great.
So much.
Okay, great. Thanks. Enjoy it.
Make
Thank
sure
you
give me a message, and I need a little bit of info because I'm going to post all this on the Easy Blue Eyes Radio Production Facebook page. So,
okay.
And I'm sure you two kind of know each other. I don't know if you're friends on Facebook. If not, we need to make sure addresses and all that is back and forth.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
For sure.
Yeah. I think she's. Yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
Well,
if she's like a friend of me personally or Daniel Capel Music, so I'll have to check that out. But I know she's a friend somewhere along the way.
I think I heard them through like a friend of a friend. So.
Yeah.
Well, it was kind of that way, a friend of a friend that knows a good friend, and that good friend happens to know another good friend, and that good friend shared Daniel's, and hey, by the way, you could tell Bo, Pat, and all them, thank you for sharing your stuff, because that's how I found you.
Well, that's great. Well, thanks. I was wondering, actually. You talked about Ken Peed before. I don't know much. Can you tell me more about him?
Yes. We do have roughly 8 minutes, but I will explain a little bit. One of my most emotional radio shows ever, I mean, literally ever. Ken Peed was a part of it, and I'll tell you, it was a veterans tribute for Veterans Day. And there was another guy that called in at the same time, and they played a song that was kind of written a different way. Well, they took that and they flopped it around and put lyrics to it. And it was Amazing Grace, but when they flipped it around, it's So Take a Knee. And it was neat, that whole radio show, it was amazing. Ken, he's done different music with Ricky Van Shelton, Bo, Zach, Vince Gill, he's been all over the music industry, 19, almost 20 years, owning a TV station and network there in Virginia. So, yes,
I was going to say, it's so interesting because I don't know if I ever really knew Ken Peed, but he apparently was a fan of mine. He was a follower of mine, and he passed my name on to somebody that he was a mentor for, so that I could become a mentor for them. It's so interesting how the world works.
Yeah.
You know?
Briefly, real quick, we are at the pretty well end of the show. We have the two books to give away, and how I'm going to do this. soon as, and I'm going to leave everybody that is on staff, stay on staff, that way it's verified on that page. The first one to message the Easy Blue Eyes radio production page will get a autographed book of John A. Hobbs, The Life and Times of Missouri, or Music Valley's Visionary book, autographed by Julie Richardson. And the second one, that message will get a book. You know, I don't know if it's going to be a hard copy or a audio copy, but I will make sure you get a book. And then, on the behalf of Mick Bird and the Back Road Band, Mick is throwing out two albums, Moline. And I tell you, it's a great thing. You know, I have had plenty of copies and given that out. So the third and fourth one message will get a copy of Moline from Mick Bird. And then finally, we have a big surprise. Jenna McDaniel has a kind of a package deal. The fifth person to message will get a package deal. I will make sure that I am connected and will get you a package deal from Jenna McDaniel that was supposed to perform tonight, but was unable to for a family emergency. But real quick, we do have a caller, so I'm going to go ahead and take this caller. Well, the caller just jumped off. Well, I did answer. But anyway, we are going to leave with Ken Pete's song that I was talking about. But first, I want to appreciate you, Scott and Daniel, for being with me tonight and also help celebrating the third year anniversary of the Easy Blue Eyes production. It was an honor having you.
Well, I want to say thank you on behalf of all of the musicians for putting this together, for inviting us and allowing us to have the space to perform. So thank you very much, Brent. Scott, say something nice.
I think you said it all there, Daniel. I echo Daniel's sentiment. Very much appreciated to be a part of this anniversary, and many more years to you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I want to thank everyone for tuning in today. I hope you enjoyed all the concerts and a little bit of briefly of tonight's podcast, kind of getting together and listening to the shows. Make sure you check out the page, give it a like, and send me a message, and let's get you a prize. With that, thank you for tuning in to the Easy Blue Eyes Radio Production Network third year celebration radio show right here on the Easy Blue Eyes Radio Production Network, sponsored by Michaela Gives Back. I've been your host, Easy Blue Eyes. We had Michaela here. We had several of the artists here. I want to thank you, Daniel, Scott, Ricky, Brianna, Mick, and definitely you fans wouldn't be possible with that. And also, God bless you, Ken. Been thinking about you. This goes out to Ken and everybody else. God bless you and have a great night.
Yes, thanks very much.
I'm lying in this foreign land as my blood runs in the sand. I see an angel coming for me. So take a knee and pray. Soldiers that's keeping you free. Tell my
my life to keep old glory flying free. So take a knee and pray for the soldiers that's keeping you free. Soon they'll wrap me in red, white and blue, taking me home to bury me. So take a knee and pray for the soldiers that's keeping you free. So take a knee and pray soldiers.